Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We wanted to talk about this new marketing craze called, so-called fake apologies or hashtag sorry not sorry trend. Big brands, actually I've seen small brands as well, posting formal-looking apology letters, not for mistakes, but for being too good. So, for example, they might say, we apologize for providing the best service so far, and we are sorry that our walls are now too strong for nails. Ugh. Yeah, I mean, listen, I shouldn't do that, but you already know my view on it. It's meant to be cheeky, attention-grabbing, built for social media. I want to know, is it clever marketing, or is it just another gimmick that risks authenticity? To help us decode this, we are joined by Pierre Kasuto. He is the Global Chief Marketing Officer at Humans, a platform specializing in influencers and creator marketing. He knows how brands connect with audiences, and he's here to tell me if I'm talking absolute rubbish or not. Pierre, good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Good morning to Hi FM listeners, and happy, beautiful Monday.
Exactly. Thank you very much for saying that. Okay, so when you look at the sorry, not sorry trends, so it's brands kind of mocking their own perfection as a way to show up in feeds. How would you describe this in a sentence?
I think it's somewhat cheeky. It's a bit, chest thumping. And it's, I guess, in some ways, visually arresting. Having written content like an apology letter on a social feed will make people stop scrolling and have a look at what it is, because it's so visually different from the rest of the content. So I think that's really where the trend started. But like you, I find it maybe missing the mark in many ways compared to many other content that's happening right now.
Tell me why you think so.
Well, my first question as a marketer is, who is this for? And usually when you jump onto a trend on social media, it's because you want to be to increase your visibility. You want to be seen amongst the other content that is trending. Now, what's interesting about this trend is that it's not linked by a hashtag. It's not linked by anything that improves discoverability, where people that see one piece of content might see other piece of content. It's really isolated except for its kind of visual nature and the way in which it's written. But it's not, when you're looking for your feed on social media, you're not seeing a lot of apologies letters because you've seen one, because there's no hashtags, nothing linking them. And it's not, most of them are not thanking people's fans or followers or being grateful for the business. It's really a letter that speaks about how great the business is and is looking for to praise itself. So I, to be honest, I've been surprised for two reasons. One is because it's not very alike a lot of seeing we see on social media. We know not a lot of brands in South Africa want to praise themselves. Typically in today's day and age, you want other people to say nice things about yourself, not you to say nice things about yourself. But the second reason is comments have been mostly positive. So I think a lot of smaller brands that have done it with their smaller communities of fans, and it's been a way to kind of to look for their praises. But nobody's been really attacked and had negative comments on it. So I'm a little bit puzzled by it. I don't think it's a huge trend. I think it will fade away pretty quickly. But I don't think it's akin to many things we've seen on social media before.
Doesn't it also change things around in that it makes it all about me, as in the brand, rather than the customer? Because it doesn't talk to the customer, as you've mentioned, at all. It's very, very self-absorbed and self-satisfied in a way.
Exactly. And so if it was a piece of internal marketing, targeting your employees, targeting your staff as a way to kind of build pride, I understand it. But towards your customers, most of the comments have been fairly positive, and customers have said, oh, good mark, but it feels like marketing that's targeted marketers, marketing that says, hey, look how bold we are. We're not afraid of jumping on a trend. So it looks more like it's targeting at marketers, similarly to how perhaps, pineapple insurance advertising or other similar advertising is, rather than really being targeted at customers and social media users.
To me, what also what I found most annoying is that we're living in an age of so much wasted space and so much attention grabbing irrelevance that I just felt that this was simply just adding noise, which I would have thought is the very opposite of what one would want to do as a marketer.
Yeah, I think the way to look at it, if you're a business owner or a marketer today, is if you're missing out on this trend, don't feel like you've missed out on something significant or important, something strategic. It really isn't. I think, you know, if your team, your marketing team or your social media team thought it was fun, really, as long as you're not exposing yourself to potential backlash because you're having kind of bigger customer issues, then, you know, no harm, no foul. Have fun, go with it. Just be mindful of not praising yourself too much if there's other people, you know, criticizing you on social media. That could be the risk. But if you haven't jumped on it, don't feel too bad if you missed it out. What really matters today is not saying nice things about yourself anymore. It's about getting other people to say nice things about you because you've earned it.
So, are there a lot of these trends that do talk to that we might have seen that are maybe healthier, more in line with that approach?
Well, if you think about the very basic of advocacy, you know, which today we call influencer marketing, advocacy, which is saying, I'm going to look after my best customers or my most visible customers. I'm going to treat them well. I'm going to get them to want to say nice things about me. And through reciprocity, they will feel connected to me. A little bit like CRM, but CRM where your customers are able to act like your mouthpiece. This is what the basis of most brands' social media strategy is today, which again is saying, you know, how do I get other people to endorse me, say nice things about me? Because it is much more credible than myself saying nice things about, you know, my own brand, my own business. We know customers today go through a funnel where they go through a zero moment of truth, meaning they look for what are other people saying. They pay much more attention to reviews, to endorsements, to third-party mentions than they do to brands advertising.
What would you say the most important message or the most important approach to a company's marketing on social media would be? What do you think how do you define success of a brand on social media?
To kind of close the circle on this conversation, I think there's no harm in jumping into a trend and adding value to that trend. But social media is about people. Social media is, by its nature, not about brands. It's about people. People on social media is the one creating content, even content about brands or their preferences in some cases. And so marketing fundamentally, even though channels change, hasn't really changed. Marketing is about how do I turn my existing customers into more customers? How do I get them to recommend me? And how do I increase my customer value and get them to advocate for me and bring me more customers? So social media strategy should be, how do you get people to endorse you? How do you look after them on social media or get them to want to talk to you about you or with you in positive ways?
Absolutely love that. And that is where we do need to leave it. As you said, that's a perfect way to close the circle on this conversation.